Debate night. Debate night at InfoWars with 55 days, 8 hours, 53 minutes until election. Now, Kamala Harris is avoiding debates. This could be the only debate that we get. Of course, we had Trump-Biden, and then Biden dropped out. Now, there were supposed to be three debates between Harris and Trump. Trump agreed to all three. Harris agreed to one. That debate is tonight. We will be having live coverage right here at InfoWars with myself and the crew. Alex Jones will be joining us as well. Very much looking forward to this 90-minute debate. Now, it's very likely Kamala Harris has been giving the questions in advance. It's very likely that one of the moderators, that being Lindsay Davis, will be in Kamala's corner and anti-Trump. I might have too high hopes for David Muir, but I could see him wanting to kind of position himself and posture himself as a fair, neutral, balanced moderator tonight. But no doubt one of them will be in Trump's corner. And I would expect Kamala to have the questions beforehand. Now, there's no doubt there's going to be some things that come up, and I think the ones that are going to have the most important, the topics that are going to be the most important, if you will, it's going to be the open border, it's going to be the economy, and then I think for Trump, how he defends the attacks when they start calling him a felon and all the charges, how he responds to that is going to be key. So let's just jump right into this. Now, There's things that, for me, if I'm Donald Trump, I have to say during this debate. I have to say the words political parasites, the parasitic political class in Washington, D.C. I would have a very strong yet nuanced anti-government approach kind of framing all of that. Because this is about talking to the American people, not talking to the D.C. political elite class, not talking to the big donors. You're talking to the voters tonight. I would definitely say Harris border, Harris economy. I would make sure the issue of 325,000 missing children gets platformed tonight. I would ask Kamala Harris directly if she knows where they are or if she even knows about the story or cares. I would definitely bring up the cost of living, the increase in the cost of living, the prices for food, groceries, bills, price at the pump. These are things that Trump has to platform tonight. So if the moderators won't do it, then he's going to have to do it. Now, on the felon issue, either the moderator, Lindsey Davis, will push him on the felon issue, or Kamala Harris will. And I think Trump needs to reframe how he responds to this. You get it. It's all political corruption. I get it. It's all political corruption. But the average American, the undecided voter tuning in tonight, they might not get it. They really might not. So how do you speak to that voter, or how do you speak to somebody that might not be voting for Donald Trump, might not be decided, but how do you speak to them? How do you have a message that they resonate with? And if I'm Donald Trump, I make it not about me, not about the deep state, not about the corruption. I would make it about, and you'll steal right from the bank of the Democrats with this response. You say, you know, I, like many other Americans in this country, have been a victim of a corrupt justice system where innocent men are charged and sent to prison. Far too many Americans that this happens to. Ooh. That would hurt him. So I wouldn't even make it about the deep state. I wouldn't even make it about the persecution. That's not the card to play here. It's about, I'd say it would be about the larger issue of just the average American that might know somebody wrongfully charged, wrongfully convicted, wrongfully imprisoned. Or maybe more strategically, if you look at the Black American vote that the Democrats are always pandering to, when they go after Trump, like, you're bad, you're a felon, you're a bad guy. He says, you know, maybe not so much, actually. That would hit him right where it hurts. That would hit him right where it hurts. So what is Kamala's path to victory here? Is it to make Trump look bad? Is it to get through 90 minutes without coming off like a total phony? Without coming off like a arrogant bitch? Can she control herself and maintain a single accent or voice, speech pattern, cadence throughout a 90-minute debate? That might be a challenge enough for her, not to just randomly go off into some weird accent in the middle of the debate. She can't really win on policy. So the only policy I could imagine her sticking to would be abortion. Is she really going to go up there and talk about stopping energy production because of climate change? Is she really going to go up there and steal Trump's policies like no taxes on tips or secure borders? That would be bold. But of course, they did update Kamala Harris's official website was updated, finally has policies there. And it's like basically conservative policies now. So that's ironic. But I don't even know if that matters. I think Kamala's biggest challenge is to get through tonight and not come off like a bitch and not come off like a total phony. That to me is her challenge. And then Trump's challenge is to own the issues and judo all the attacks they have on him and just judo them right back. So that's how I see it going tonight. And I look forward to being here with you and the crew and Alex Jones to be covering it live responses. And then I'm sure we'll be up here a little bit after doing some responses as well. Now, in the meantime, with Congress back in session, you've got the SAVE Act. And two Republicans in the House, I would say, if you're grading congressmen and women, I don't know if there's a Democrat that doesn't get an F. There might be a small handful of Democrats that don't just get a flat-out F. But there's rare a politician that gets an A. I'd say Thomas Massey probably gets an A. I'd say Marjorie Taylor Greene probably gets an A. And here's why. Because they don't play the political games. And this needs to be the future of the Republican Party. That's kind of being remade in the 2016 Trump image, if you will, where we don't play the games, we don't care about the political correctness, we don't care about the DC establishment. We're done with all that crap. So first, let's go to Thomas Massey on the floor of Congress talking about the SAVE Act, but telling it like it is. Telling it like it is, the political theater, as he calls it. And really, Massey is probably the only true conservative in the Republican Party. I'd say the closest thing to a conservative in the Senate would be Rand Paul. And then the closest thing to a conservative in the House would be Thomas Massey. And the issues now are not even conservative or liberal, progressive. It's really more America or not at this point. It's either you understand the threats America faces and you want to stop the threats, or you don't care, you're part of the problem, you are a threat to America. So conservative, liberal, progressive, this stuff kind of just comes out in the wash. But, I mean, Massey's a true conservative politically. So here he is telling it like it is, the truth about the SAVE Act, and then the political theater that's going to happen in the next weeks building up to the continued resolution. Thomas Massey in clip 26.
And I would call on Mr. Massey. Can we be honest with the American people about what's going on here? This is political theater. I'm going to call out both sides right here. It's all posturing. It's fake fighting. We all know where it ends up. This is Groundhog Day. I don't care if the Democrat is the speaker or Republican is the speaker. We always get a CR in September, and then we get an omnibus. Sometimes there's a twist on that. We might get the omnibus before Christmas, but if we're not good, it comes after Christmas. But that's what's going to happen. And in the meantime, it's political theater. You know, we've got some, it's good theater. We've got great writers. I wish they'd just come up with a new plot. It's the same plot every fiscal year. What should we be doing? It's already been discussed. We should have done 12 separate bills. We should have done 12 separate bills. But again, whether Democrats are in control or Republicans are in control, we never do the 12 separate bills. Why do we always spend at least as much as we did last year, and why do we never cut spending? It's because Democrats want to grow the welfare state, and Republicans want to grow the military-industrial complex. And we're eventually going to get together, and they're both going to go up. I guarantee it. And both parties are just fine letting the bureaucrats do their thing, which should be our thing, according to Article 1, Section 8 in the Constitution. We are empowered with these things. Most important of the things we do is the funding, and that's the big lever we have. You know, I've sat through now almost 2 years of hearings in this Congress where we've exposed lies at the CDC, shortcuts at the FDA, unconstitutional gun bans at the ATF.
Pause it right here real quick. This is so important. This is so key. This part right here, what he's talking about. Because most Americans probably don't even understand any of this. They don't really understand the balance of power, the flows of power, Congress, the Constitution versus bureaucracy. And it might even be so bad that our own congressmen and women don't even understand it. Based off of their practices, I would assume they don't. Thomas Massie is here laying it out, and it's the truth. All these federal bureaucracies and all this federal corruption is not above Congress. They are below Congress. Congress is supposed to do oversight over all these institutions, and if there's issues, they can just shut them down, defund them, subpoena them, whatever they need to do, bring them in for hearings. Congress is in charge. Not the FBI, not the CDC. Go down the list of your alphabet agencies. Congress is in charge. And so he's sitting here explaining this to the American people that, you know, you send your representative to Congress and they don't do their job. They fold like a cheap tent. They forget their role in the three branches of government and the flow of power in Washington, D.C., and they let you down every time. And he's sick of the political theater. And he's 100% right. And so what did the founding fathers build into the political system that gives the House, specifically the House, the ability to, their most powerful move, basically, is to defund, to stop the funding. And so this is what he's trying to explain to the American people. We can shut all this corruption down. We just stop funding it. It's done. We have the power of the purse. That's the biggest power that the House has. And yet nobody is serious about it. Nobody seems to get it. Nobody seems to care. They just go with the political theater. And then at the end of the day, they punch their card and go home and pretend like they did something. And Massey's sick of it. And so am I. And so everything he gets into here is true and calling out the political theater. But it's an important understanding for Americans to have. And I think it's an important, really, it should be a mainstay, I would say, for a Republican that wants to run for Congress and specifically the House. Hey, if we don't like what's going on, if we don't like seeing open borders, if we don't like seeing vaccine mandates, if we don't like on Americans, we're going to shut the government down. Period. End of story. Done. Defunded. Oh, you want to force a vaccine? Defund it. Oh, you want to illegally spy on Americans? defunded. And if you're not willing to do that, then you shouldn't be running as a Republican from the year 2024 forward. And so that's what's really so important about this speech from Thomas Massie. Most Americans probably don't even understand this. They're not taught this. And so he's basically just trying to lay it out here in a floor speech. All right, continue.
FDA, unconstitutional gun bans at the ATF.
Shut it down.
Over prosecution of January 6ers at the DOJ.
Shut it
down. Targeting common citizens at the FBI.
Shut it down.
Spying by the NSA.
Shut it down.
Illegal mandates for livestock by the USDA.
Shut it down.
Targeting plant vaccine or transgenic plant vaccine at the NSF.
Shut it down.
And censorship. The censorship industrial complex at the of which the NSF is part of.
Shut
automobile kill switch at the DOT. Now, these are all things I think most Democrats are just fine with, this kind of totalitarian state that the bureaucrats are pushing on us. But Republicans at least pretend to be against these things. But what are we going to do this September? We're going to fund every freaking one of those things that we have exposed. That is the tool that we have, is the funding. Why are we funding things we don't like? We don't have to. Well, it's because we're addicted to spending. And this doesn't do anything about the addiction at all. So let me touch on one point too here that I think is important. Is, you know, a couple years ago, or a summer and a half ago, I suppose now, we did something where we allowed the debt limit to be increased. But as a condition of that, we said if you do a CR that lasts past April 30th, everything's going to get cut 1%. And that, to me, seemed like at least a little tinge of fiscal responsibility was creeping in. But now I notice that this CR, instead of going 1 year and giving us time to do the 12 appropriations bills, is going to go 6 months. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen because this goes 6 months. Number one, it ends in March 28th. Well, the automatic cuts happen on April 30th if the CR went past that. So that is exactly why the speaker chose a six-month CR, is so we don't have even the chance, a threat to this town, it's a threat of a 1% cut. We don't want to even, this is like T-ball. The 1% cut is on the tee, and Republicans won't even swing at it. So instead, we're going to do a six-month CR instead of a one-year CR. That sets up this another crisis next spring where we can do another pretend fight sometime around March. And that fight it'll be the same fight regardless of who wins the presidency and who's in charge of the Senate and the House. And we're basically going to get pretty much the same result. But that's 6 months from now. In the meantime, we can kick the can down the road. All of these things that we've exposed and all of these hearings are going to continue to get funded. But wait, there's a bright, shiny object on this CR. I've never seen one of these. I have never seen a bright, shiny object attached to one of these must-pass bills. Oh, wait, no. It actually happens. There always is a bright, shiny object, a bauble, if you will. A little something to get excited about. This SAVE Act, it's going to save us all, right? And by the way, this is good political theater. I do like this part of it. That we're going to see almost every Democrat cast a vote so that illegals can vote in our elections. I mean, that's pretty clever on the part of our speaker to set that up, make you all take that vote. But here's what he's going to do after you take that vote. He's going to take it off. The bright, shiny object goes away. It's Lucy and the football again. And the American public is all revved up. Yeah, we're going to get to save it. We're going to save these elections. We're going to stop the illegals from voting. Really, how are you going to do that in like 6 weeks? I think they're already registered if they're going to vote. Some of them probably already voted. This SAVE Act ain't going to save anything. And particularly because it ain't ever going to become law. It's a false promise to get all the Republicans half pregnant. And then you're going to get fully pregnant by the end of September when you vote for this CR. That is not going to have... I hate to break this to you. I mean, the Democrats already know this. I'm not telling you anything special. I hate to break it to the Republicans. You ain't getting the SAVE Act. It is not going to stay on this bill. Why? Because we're going to cave. We're going to cave. Is it a fight worth having? Absolutely, it's a fight worth having. Make those Democrats say they want illegals to vote. Make them take that vote as many times as you can. And then make them go to the ballot box in November. But that's what it is. It's political theater, folks. We all know where it ends up. We've seen it. I've been here 12 years. I've seen it 12 times. I refuse to be a thespian in this failure theater. And with that, I yield back.
Now, that's about as good as it gets. And Thomas Massie is an American icon and a hero and a great man. And we'll hear from Marjorie Taylor Greene coming up in the next segment. But you know what's sad? We hear about this Russian funding story with a small media group, small potatoes compared to the money that goes on in D.C. I'd love to see Thomas Massie be Speaker of the House, but you know he's never going to become Speaker of the House, and you know why, don't you? Because AIPAC hates him, and the Israeli lobby hates him. And so all the Republicans that are bought and paid for by the Israeli lobby would never vote for Thomas Massie to be Speaker. Now, maybe he could run for president. He'd be up against the same issue, but it'd be different because the voters could decide. I don't know if he has political aspirations to become president, but that's presidential stuff. I mean, that's founding father stuff. That's true conservatism from Thomas Massie. One of the few good ones. One of the few of the 535 congressmen and women that actually gets an A on his report card. Thomas Massie. A great one. We'll be hearing from Marjorie Taylor Greene, similar statements on the other side of this break.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.